This is Twit.
Now let's move on to our last. Today I learned. So today I learned that Jack Daniel's distillery in Lynchburg, Tennessee, can't actually sell liquor because it is in a dry county. Instead, they sell commemorative Jack Daniel's bottles that happen to have a whiskey in them.
Which is the same reason why we're not allowed to show alcohol on the Twit TV network.
No.
But we're not showing alcohol, we're showing bottles that just happen to have alcohol in them.
Yes, and this bottle happens to have alcohol in it. I'm just happening to... I hear...
Abort! Wave off!
Producer going, no.
Don't
do it.
Well, today I learned that Coca-Cola switches back to cane sugar during Passover. Instead of corn syrup. Which is kind of puzzling because...
How do you make sure that the people who need the cane sugar...
Yeah, because it's not labeled.
Get it. Because
so,
no one knows.
I don't...
It's labeled.
Oh, it is labeled? So they have special...
Do they do it before?
Yeah, they have a kosher label.
Oh, they have a kosher label.
They have special Passover Coke? How have I never had special Passover Coke?
I want to... Can you just buy a whole bunch? Does it go bad faster? I don't think so.
Well,
you just buy a whole bunch of Coke during Passover. I wonder if their sales increase.
Well, I wonder... Do I have to, like, go to New York to get this?
You might have to. You might have to, like, buy it online or something.
Well, hey, internets, we need some special Passover Coke. So if you could send it to the Brick House, 140 Killer Streets, care of Red It Up, we'll be very grateful.
It says it's in 2 liters. It's a different top.
2 liters?
Yeah,
Passover
they sell it in 2 liter things. It has a different top. It's like
I got to try some of this. It's even though it's for the Passover, it's probably still really, really bad for you.
Yeah, now, is Coke generally not kosher? Is corn syrup something you can't have?
I don't have a good answer for that.
Oh, you can't have corn during Passover.
Oh.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Wait, what?
Could say it today.
All right,
you can't have corn during Passover.
I got it.
Today I learned that there is a disease called skinny pants syndrome, wherein the damage is caused to one's legs from his pants being too tight. You know what? It says from his pants being too tight. Feeling a little bit like I'm being profiled here.
Exactly.
Why was I given the...
Wait, no. So I think the way it's supposed to read is there is a disease called skinny pants syndrome, wherein damage is caused to Chad's legs from his pants being too tight.
That's how I read it.
Now,
one second. I have a degenerative disease. I have to move around just a little bit.
The sad part is my skinny jeans.
I'm doing this because I have a disease, Padre. It's a disease.
I know.
Sorry, I
interrupted
you. Wait,
if it is a disease, you should be able to get one of those handicap placards.
I should get Aflac? Call that in? Sorry, Aflac, I can't go to work today.
We've changed from Red It Up to This Week in Insurance Fraud.
This Week in Obamacare.
Fantastic. Today I learned that Fanny Stevenson burned her husband's manuscript because she thought that its publication would ruin his reputation. Now, undeterred, even while suffering from tuberculosis and withdrawal from medical cocaine, which that's interesting how you can get that prescribed, Robert Louis Stevenson rewrote the 30,000-word book from memory, and now it's known as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Wow. Can you imagine if you had worked on something that... And then
your wife
burns it.
I get upset if, like, the 8 hours of editing I did
and
just gets
wiped
out.
And your response is, I'll rewrite it.
Burn it.
I will
burn it. I remember
that.
It. It's up in here.
Wow. That's like the, like...
It's kind of boss.
I'm surprised he didn't have time to write his divorce paper. Seriously.
Less than 30,000 words.
Yeah, absolutely.